Our next case for argument this morning is Nylock Corporation against Fastener World. Mr. Laney, please proceed. We don't have to worry about having your adversary be seated.
Good morning. May it please the court. My name is Frederick Laney, and I represent Nylock Corporation in this action. We're here to ask that you reverse the district court's dismissal of this case for failure to meet Rule 4M. Specifically, this case involved a plaintiff that has sued several foreign defendants, all of which are either in Taiwan or Korea. Immediately after filing suit, we began the process of preparing letters of rogatory. We submitted them to the court, and within a month, we received the signed letters of rogatory, which we forwarded to the professional service company. Then on December 30th, just over a month after filing the initial complaint, we began the process, and we were informed that those letters of rogatory were given to the proper channels in order for them to be served. On February 10th, we are before the district court. The district court advised us of a Rule 4M obligation, to which we responded with a motion of clarification, trying to inform the court that...
You actually appeared before Judge Conlon at that time?
Yes, Judge. 4M specifically says that this provision does not apply to service in a foreign country pursuant to Subdivision 4F, which 4F is precisely the provision that covers letters of rogatory. After filing the motion for clarification, the judge granted the motion and instructed us that the defendants must be served by March 18th. Then, subsequently, we had not learned that they had been served, and on March 26th, the case was dismissed. Now, the conundrum that this creates, it was dismissed without prejudice. The problem this creates for plaintiffs such as ours is that the service was completely outside of their control. You're going through other foreign government entities that are, in effect, affecting the service.
Let me ask you: when that date was set, the 3/18/04 date was set, there was no personal appearance. The order was issued on the basis of your motion for clarification, right?
Yes, Judge.
And I noticed that the notice and all was computer generated, right?
Yes, Judge.
Anybody ever sign anything? I mean, it's not a trick question. I'm just asking that.
Not that I'm aware of, no, Judge.
So we don't know if anybody even saw it.
The dismissal?
The date by which it had to be served.
No, we're not aware of anybody saw it. Other than the fact that all correspondence we received, the judge instructed us to send to the defendants, of which we did by Federal Express.
When the district court dismissed this case outright, did you remind the judge that at least one defendant had already acknowledged service and another had filed an appearance?
Judge, we did not.
I don't even comprehend how, if the district judge misunderstood Rule 4M, the judge could dismiss the whole case rather than the claim against the non-appearing defendants.
I share your concern. I don't know how.
No, it's hard to cross-examine you about the district court's thinking processes, especially since the district judge didn't tell us what her thinking processes were.
And it was hard for us to comprehend as well, unfortunately. The rule is quite clear. I mean, the only thing for we believe that the Seventh Circuit has to decide. I mean, obviously there's some give and take between Rule 4M saying that district court doesn't have any discretion over their docket when foreign services is at issue, but that's not even at issue in this case because we started immediately and we informed the court of our efforts, and there's simply no reason why this rule should have applied in this situation, nor is there any just cause for dismissing
the
case.
How frequently is your firm involved in foreign service?
I'd say not very frequently. which is why we hired a professional service company. If there's no other questions, I don't have anything up for the court.
Thank you very much, Mr. Laney.
Thank you, Jim.
And you will not be reserving any time for rebuttal.
Absolutely not. Everything I said is undisputed as well.
Undisputed by any of the defendants, I'm sure of that. Thank you. Case is taken under advisement.